Please come in. Have a seat. Now, do you know or have any idea why you were called in here today? Tell me what you think it is. No, I'm not trying to play games with you. I'm trying to figure out if you know why you're here. Well, your productivity has been marked as a tad low, and I know that you have very, very high promise in this company. I wanted to see if there's anything we can do to bump up that productivity. Well, while I do think incentive is important, I also think that sometimes punishment is its own incentive as well. Now, which do you think you respond to better, the carrot or the stick? You haven't heard that old trope about the donkey? Either you beat him with the stick or dangle the carrot in front of his face that he never gets to? Well, in this case, I guess you get the carrot, but, and it's not an actual stick. We're not that kind of company. But maybe there's something that you're interested in more than monetary raise. Something of greater value? Because you seem rather distracted when you're at work. Maybe I should walk around my office and see if there's anything in here that we can pinpoint your distraction to. What do you say? Play along? How about this shelf over here? Does this have anything distracting on it? Or the painting over here by the door? Is that distracting you at all? What about the bookshelf? Are there any titles that are distracting to you? Is the waste paper basket by my desk distracting? No? None of that. Well, we need to get to the bottom of this. Maybe I should sit down right here on the edge of my desk, and we should talk and try to figure out exactly what it is that's distracting you from doing your work. Let me just prop my foot right up here on the edge of this chair and cross my legs. I see where your eyes are following. Maybe, perhaps, it's the women in the office that are distracting you, huh? Since most of us wear nylons and heels, and these long legs we have, is that, distracting a bit? Maybe this is something we can use. Do you like the feel of my foot against your thigh? Rubbing up and down. Feels good, doesn't it? The pressure of my shoe on your thigh. Does that feel good? Your eyes are totally drawn to my legs and my foot, aren't they? Clad in nylons and heels. You're mesmerized by it. Which is what I was pretty sure was distracting you around the office. Feels good, doesn't it? Here. Let me just push a little bit, right at the top. Yeah, the pressure from my shoe feels good against your cock, doesn't it? Would this be a maybe good reward for you? A little incentive to get your work done? If you have more meetings with the boss like this. Well, if you think you can up your productivity, I think I can make time for a little bit of this. Maybe we should show you exactly what you're earning. Would you like that? A little preview? A little prepay? It's so hard against my shoe, aren't you? Yeah. You can run your hands up my legs a little bit, but only a little bit. And then I need you on the floor. Oh, those pants will come off, don't worry. I've got a wonderful trick to show you. But you're gonna have to lay on the floor for me to show you. So what do you say? You want a preview of what's to come? On the floor with you, boy. That's right. Be a good boy for me, and I'll show you pleasures you've only dreamed of. Now, I want your hands flat on the floor. No touching anything unless I tell you to. Got it? Yes. Oh, I'll get your pants down, I promise. But this is the fun part. I love the teasing. Do you like the way my heel feels against the buckle of your belt? Yeah. If I hook my shoe right here, and you tell me just how badly you want me to take off your belt. 'Cause I need to know. What is it you really want? You do want it off, huh? Well, I think I can manage that. Let me just wiggle my shoe a bit. Looky there. Your belt's popped right open. Hands on the floor. I told you if I need your help, I will ask for it. Now, this button on these trousers, it's in the way, isn't it? Oh, maybe I have a trick for that too, but I have to ask. Do you really want your pants off? I mean, you're feeling my shoe against your cock right now. That's not enough? No? Okay. Well, I need to hook my heel right around this button. And if I just wiggle it a little bit, then... Well, would you look at that? Your button's right off. And now we have the tricky part. Are you squirming a little bit? Is this taking just a smidge too long? It's part of the fun, dear boy. So, you want me to undo your belt, your button, and your zipper? I think that deserves a please. Please undo my zipper, boss. There you go. See, I knew you could be a good boy for me. We just have to get that mind thinking straight. Which means we need to hook our heel into the zipper and start to pull it down. Inch by inch. There we go. A little bit down. I think you're enjoying this a bit too much, huh? Maybe I should go slower. Just a smidge more. About halfway there. What would you do for the full zipper to be undone, huh? Would you maybe beg me a little to unzip it? Pull it all the way down. Tell me how badly you need it. How much you want my shoes wrapped around your cock. how much you will need these feet to jerk you off. Yeah, have you ever had a shoe job from nylons and heels? Well, I bet you haven't had one like this before. I promise you pleasures beyond your wildest dreams. You just ask me nicely. Was that so hard? We know what's hard in this room, and it's not begging. Oh, let's just tug a little more. And the zipper is all the way off. Hey, hey, hands on the floor. Do you think having undone your buckle and your button and your zipper with just my shoes that I need help to get your pants and boxers off? Really? You underestimate the dexterity of a woman in heels. Now, lay back. Hands up above your head now. Since you really can't seem to control yourself, let me just hook my heels into the belt loops and... Ah, there we go. Now that we've freed that gorgeous cock of yours, whatever shall we do with it? Getting a bit desperate, are we? Throbbing, wanting the feel of the leather of the shoe and the nylon-covered foot against your cock. You want me to give you a shoe job, hmm? Oh, boy. I promise that you will be so productive just to get another one of these. So let's give you a taste of what you'll be getting as a reward when you do good work for me, huh? Yeah. Do you like the way it feels against your skin? Oh, yeah. Oh. Hard you are against my shoes and against the skin of my foot through those nylons. Those hot feet pressed against your cock. I know you have the urge to just buck up into them, but let me control the pace. Because I promise you, I know exactly what I'm doing here. Just like everything else, I'm amazing at this. So just lay back and let me show you what your reward will be if you get your productivity up. Maybe produce a little something for me here. Hmm? Now, oh, do my feet feel so warm pressed against your cock? Shoes sliding up and down. You want to push it into the arch of my foot, between my foot and the shoe. Come on. Tell me how badly you want my shoe wrapped around your cock. Yeah? Feeling the warmth of my foot, the silkiness of the nylons against your throbbing hard cock. Let's wrap it around. Push it through the shoe. There you go. Oh, you're throbbing against my foot so hard. Yeah, you like this? Me moving slowly up and down your cock. My shoe and my foot wrapped around it. It's a good thing I have such high arches, huh? To press against you. To work that cock with my foot. Feels amazing, doesn't it? Yeah, that's it. I'm getting a little leaky there. You like this so much, don't you? That's a good boy. Feel it throbbing against the nylons as I stroke you up and down with my foot, my shoe. Ah, yes. Very happy cock, isn't it? Stuck inside your boss's shoe. Working you. That's it. Yeah. Feel me rub against you as I stroke you up and down. Oh, you're positively a mess, aren't you? So needy and hard for me. That's it. Be a good boy. Oh, and the boss is jerking you off with her feet. And some beautiful heels. Silky soft nylons. You fucking are here for it, aren't you? That's it. You're fighting the urge to buck so hard. I'm proud of you for that. Oh. Oh, I love the feeling of you against my soles. Pressure from my shoe pushing you against them. That's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're positively throbbing. Getting so close, aren't we? Oh, fuck. It's so hot to watch. So hot to feel. Smooth, silky nylons against your skin. Up and down. Up and down. Oh, yeah, the pressure of the shoe, the feel of the leather. That's. Are you getting close, huh? Do you want to explode all over your boss's feet? Tell me how badly you want it. How badly you need it. Yeah? You want to coat them in sticky white gum against the black of the nylon. Oh, yes. Oh, you're so ready, aren't you? Are you waiting for my permission like a good boy? Because you should be. You don't get to come without asking nicely. Yes. There's more pleases. It's exactly what I needed. But should I let you get your reward without giving me good work? Are you gonna promise me to be the productive, shining employee that I know you can be? If that maybe once or twice a week we have some meetings to help motivate you, You have to get your work done in that time. Yeah, you think you can? Yeah, is this motivating enough for you? Then do it. Come on my feet. Come for me, my good boy. Come. Come. Oh, yes. Oh, so warm and hot. Ah. Oh, you definitely needed this, didn't you? Oh, buckets, boy, buckets. Whew, it's a little hot in here, isn't it? Well, I think maybe you should get cleaned up. I should too. And we should both get back to work. How about you get done with that project and I'll pencil you in for Friday? What do you say? Should only take about a half an hour meeting. Get back to work, boy.